I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network. I welcome Jeff Bliss. He is Pacific Watch. Special report. Jeff and I are watching the border very carefully, and there are two moving stories that we're going to immediately seize on to ask, what does it mean? We spoke yesterday of Steve Scalise, the minority leader of the House of Representatives Republican caucus, moving with his colleagues, including our colleague Devin Nunes, along the border. There was a separate CODEL also moving in the same Rio Grande Valley. Today, Mr. Scalise files videos of the contained unaccompanied children in this mass room under the lights, trying to rest under these silver-looking blankets. Scalise calls it child abuse. The Biden administration, scrambling for a response, has this tonight. According to the reports from This Is Newsweek, Mexico, Honduras, Guatemala to send troops to borders to stop flow of migrants. President Joe Biden's administration has reached a deal with Guatemala, Honduras, and Mexico to help stem the flow of migration. Tyler Moran, who's identified as Special Assistant to the President for Immigration for the Domestic Policy Council, told MSNBC that the administration has, quote, secured agreements from each of those three countries, quote, for them to put more troops on their own border. He explains, that not only is going to prevent the traffickers and the smugglers and cartels that take advantage of the kids on their way here, but also to protect these children. The news came as the surge of immigrants crossing into the United States, including record numbers of children, continues along the southern borders. Jeff, this is the southern border of Mexico with Guatemala and Honduras, and they're asking for troops, Mexican troops, to go to the southern border to stop the flow of migrants coming from the Northern Triangle and further south. The puzzle is, why aren't the Mexican troops on the northern border, where the trouble is, where the U.S. is overwhelmed? But it's nominally an improvement over what we've had. If it works, there are some caveats in there that need explication. More troops, for example. We're talking about a vast border with rivers running through it and towns that are not equipped to defend themselves. You have news from California about the great migration and the Biden administration. I understand there's been an appointment. Who's that, Jeff?
Good evening, John. The president appointed Chris Magnus, who most recently was chief of the Tucson, Arizona Police Department. And prior to that, he was the chief of police here in Richmond, California, which is a city on the eastern side of the Bay Area. Throughout his time, especially in Tucson, he's been a fierce opponent of any attempts by immigration authorities to detain illegal immigrants, to get police to assist them in tracking them down. He's been a big, he's really pushed for sanctuary cities and for cops not to be involved with anything to do with illegal immigrants, undocumented people, because he says it hurts the relationship with police and with community members. He's been very critical of past border and immigration policies, so he seems like he's a very good fit with this administration. So he'll be coming in, heading it up. They still need to find somebody for ICE, but the president also named a number of other people to head other related agencies, including the agency that oversees elections.
We're looking at the Biden administration responding to what is clearly now an overwhelming number of people, not only at the border, but heading toward the border. We have this from that CODEL from Steve Scalise. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise posted video footage of numerous unaccompanied children being housed in Donna, Texas, D-O-N-N-A. Border Patrol facility said it's tantamount to child abuse, said Steve Scalise. I visited the Donna processing facility yesterday, he quoted. This is the devastating result of their, meaning the administration's, disastrous left-wing immigration agenda. Everyone can see what they're trying to hide. This is child abuse. Jeff, you have a story of the virus and the Great Migration and Mexico putting all this in play. Please explain.
That's right. So in addition to stories last week that we talked about, some of the children that were coming over and who were being detained and found to have COVID, there was a concern yesterday, I believe, that we reported on about people in the camps in Tijuana and along the border who were not only coming down with it and exhibiting signs, but people who were living in these camps being very worried about them becoming the next victims. Well, now we have news from Mexico saying they're expecting a third COVID-19 wave in Baja California. And part of that they were trying to put off to being, oh, this is the result of American spring breakers. But the truth is the biggest number of people are coming in, the biggest number of people who are not being checked for these symptoms are these immigrants coming up from other parts of Latin America.
The news, Jeff, the news in California, I pay a great deal of attention to it. The news at 5, the news at 6, the news on the radio. Is it featuring the migration story, especially in the Los Angeles area where there are two facilities now open? Are they talking about it at the top of the news?
You know, you would think that they would be, but it really is not top of the page anywhere. It's fallen off incredibly. Part of that is because you have things in other parts of the country, unrest that grabs headlines, and you have a lot of people talking about reopening here in California. But it's so strange considering we're one of those border states and we're one of those places where we're having a large influx of immigrants. And the local media throughout California is really kind of shrugging the shoulders and saying we can take care of it.
Jeff Bliss, this is a special report from the Pacific Watch for Jeff Bliss, and we're keen on learning more details about the agreement between Mexico, Guatemala, and Honduras and the Biden administration about more troops. Troops! Troops, I emphasize. This is not about police responsibility. This is not about border patrol. This is troops, military troops, armed to destroy things and take territory. Troops along the southern Mexican border. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network.